Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Go ahead.
But they were able to identify that, and they're able to produce it, which is a big thing. Asian citrus psyllid is, for California, a
huge,
big problem.
It's been
with
for
all
a long
our
time.
Citrus industry.
For a long time.
And a lot of area has become quarantined because of it. But also, anywhere that citrus grow, it could be a problem. But because they've never been able to really create a good deterrent for it or solution for it. It's only systemic insecticides. And so therefore it's nice now to have this pheromone because now they can attract it to sticky flat fly traps, which would then trap it and stop the spread of this bug and hopefully be able to kind of bring that quarantine back in the industry and not close the doors to shipping citrus throughout the state.
And who discovered this? They've been working on this obviously for quite some time.
I think their research said it was over 14 years, but it was some scientists that were based out of Davis, and then there was quite a few other scientists based in like Brazil and some other places too, and they were all able to identify this.
Well, you know, Brazil gave us the killer bees, so they do know what they're doing.
Did they really?
I think it was Brazil, wasn't it, John? The African
right, right. So what you're saying is they owe us one. So this will help.
Yeah, that was back in 1956, and you know what? You don't hear too much about that anymore, do you? About those bees, Africanized bees.
Well,
did they breed with other bees? Or are they calming down?
It's basically the United States. Everybody has a little bit of everybody in them nowadays,
yeah.
And so the African bees are no different than the
European bees, I think, yeah.
Bee, and you know, and then not only that, I think that initially there was that scare that swarms of bees just mowing down cities, kind of a thing. And then after years, we realize that they're just a little bit more
they get
angry.
Ticked. Well, they get ticked off. You know, lawnmowers and noises would bother them.
Yeah.
And they did kill people in Mexico, South America at first, and it was in Texas, I think, in areas. But I think now they're a little more, you know, calm and set in their ways.
Exactly.
So that is a good thing. John, it's Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
I just got an email from a listener who had mentioned the gift pack on the HB 101,
yes,
which is a huge savings if you use HB 101. Even if you don't want to get it as a gift, you might as well order the gift pack because you get a good deal.
And that'll last a long time, by the way, that gift pack.
Yeah.
It depends on how many plants you have.
Well, I mean, if you're a farmer, maybe not that long, but if you're, you know, backyard gardener.
But I did want to mention that if you go to GardenAmerica.com and order today or tomorrow, that it will ship out on Monday, so you will get it in time for Christmas.
Wow, that's good. How do we do it? Volume?
We do it by me putting together a little package and sending
it out. That's very nice, John. Well, we thank you for that. We don't want, you know, we want you to know that even though we don't see you during the week, we thank you for all you do.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you guys were talking about Christmas trees.
Yes.
I'm getting my lips are getting stuck together.
It's the dryness.
Well, yeah, and I'm a little under the weather today. I've got this deep sore throat. I don't know where it's coming from.
Deep
within me.
Is it a frog or a horse?
I don't know, but it's not pleasant. But anyway, in the newsletter, I wrote an article called "The Collector and the Christmas Tree." Did you read that?
I did not read that, but I did see it. Oh. I did see it. Well, I want to, you know, when I go home today, when it's quiet, I want to sit and I want to absorb it.
All right.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's about, when I say the collector, it's about a plant collector, and his name was David Douglas. And David Douglas discovered the Douglas fir.
Ooh.
That's where the name comes from. So all the Christmas trees, holiday trees we've been selling, my S's are not coming out the way they should. All the holiday trees we've been selling are thanks to David Douglas. So what do you think about that, Brian?
Well, now I'm in communication with our board out back east to make sure that we're hooked up to the network. And I think a lot of that. Douglas is the name, I believe, right?
No relation to the Mr. Douglas on Green Acres.
What about the Douglas Christmas tree?
Bring it back.
I love you.
Thank you.
Who's our guest going to be today, Tiger?
Jennifer, right?
Jennifer Schamber. Schamber, I think is what... Yeah, sorry about that. But one of the topics we brought up a while back was that concept versus natives and what was termed native ours and its offsprings of natives, and are they truly native, and you know what's
I never heard that term before until
I brought that up.
Yeah, he mentioned that he'd never heard that.
And you know, I think that it's an interesting topic nowadays with all the breeding that's going on of plants, mm-hmm. that you know, when we have a native plant, if you know, nature takes its course and makes a different color flower, well, it's still the same plant, just different color flower, different height that it grows, which happens all the time in nature. So why is it that we can't classify these as natives? So interesting.
So a native var is a variety of a native plant.
Correct.
Still a native.
But it's been bred.
Right.
not been naturally, I guess, selected. So it's kind of, I think, I kind of feel like this is like a vegan versus vegetarian thing.
Now, is nativar, is that word officially in the vocabulary right now? Is that, going to be a new word that, will be added?
I don't know.
Well, you could Google it.
We should call
it
Webster for that one.
Webster, I don't think Webster, he's dead. He died a long time ago.
How do you know?
Wasn't he on that show? Was it Different Strokes, or what was the name of that show?
You know, it's amazing when you have a few technical problems and you kick off a radio show and how many different directions you go.
Well, usually we have commercial breaks and we don't, so it's
Should be. According to our board op, right. We are back on the network, so we'll see going into the break. If we hear the music, all is good.
Then
after the break, we can bring on our guest, Jennifer, who should be ready to go because I did send the information to him.
Excellent. Hey, you know what? This is a good time for anyone listening on Facebook.
And watching the Facebook.
And watching is to put in a question, because while we're trying to get this organized, we'll be happy to answer your questions.
Yeah, post your John is right. Post your questions, comments on Facebook. We do peruse Facebook during the show to make sure we answer as many as possible. You can also send your question to john@gardenamerica.com. So there's two ways of doing it. And, of course, if you still want to use the old-fashioned way, we'll take your phone call if you want your voice heard. And that's 855-424-9825 from BizTalk Radio.
Can you believe that next week is Christmas? Is it Christmas next week?
Yeah, it's on Monday. A week from this Monday is Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. Christmas 2017, John. In case anyone's keeping track.
I haven't done any shopping.
None?
No.
Do you have shopping to do, or are you just not going to do it at all?
I don't know. I'm not into it this year.
You know what? I kind of have that same feeling, and it's just been a hard season to get into Christmas, right?
You know what? It seems like it sneaks up. It sneaks up faster and faster each year.
It's the fire and the 100-degree temperatures and the 80-mile-an-hour winds.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is Garden America, right, guys? I want to make sure I've got the
Garden
right
America
show.
Garden America Radio Show.
And it's John, it's Tiger, myself, Brian Main. Thank you for joining us here at Garden America. Facebook Live, questions, comments right there on Facebook, or john@gardenamerica.com. And you want to do the quote of the week, John. Our guest is ready. Jennifer,
sure.
Locked and loaded, and we'll get to her.
And I did want to mention, even though it's Garden America, we want to welcome our friends from Serbia.
We have somebody from Serbia watching?
Yep, watching on Facebook.
Well, hey, welcome Serbia. Thank you so much. We are worldwide, no doubt about it.
That's right. Hey, okay, so the quote of the week. You have to pay attention, Brian, because it makes you think.
Okay, will do.
Okay, people must believe what they can, and those who believe more must not be hard upon those who believe less.
I do understand that. That's a great quote. Who was that, by the way?
It was George MacDonald. Who, by the way, wrote a great book called, it is a book, collection of short stories. He wrote a number of books, but there's a book called The Gifts of the Christ Child and other stories. So if you want to get a copy of that, be a timely season for
Very
it.
Timely for this time of year?
Yeah.
Timely for this time of year.
Yeah.
Okay, our guest is ready to go. Tiger, let's delve into this. And again, if you have any questions for one of us or our guest, right there on Facebook Live or john@gardenamerica.com. Tiger?
So as one of the new topics we mentioned earlier is this concept of native plants, bringing them into the yard, what their benefits are, and just this push to be able to incorporate plants that are at least familiar with your region. We hit this topic a few weeks ago, kind of touched on it, and so we thought we would bring in an expert in this area. And so from Greenscape Gardens, we have Jennifer. Jennifer, is your last name Chambers or Chambers?
Yeah, Chamber. Hello.
Okay, Chamber, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks for joining us. So first, before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself and where it is that you work and what you guys kind of specialize in.
Sure. So I'm with Greenscape Gardens, and we are a garden retail center in St. Louis, Missouri. And we work really closely with a regional organization called Grow Native. And Grow Native was founded probably been about 17 years ago now by the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and then later on taken over by the Missouri Department of Conservation, as a way to help inform consumers about the benefits of native plants. And they also helped build a platform to help increase the demand for native plants, and also supporting growers and suppliers of native plants and seed. It's over the past 3 or 4 years or so, it's come under the umbrella of the Missouri Prairie Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that helps preserve and also restore native prairies. So the mission overall is to just basically get as many native plants into the ground as possible. And that's the mission of Grow Native and our entire network of Grow Native professionals. So our garden center has built quite a large department specifically for native plants. Our native plant, we call it our native plant complex, covers about 5,000 square feet of our garden center. And it is one of the fastest growing departments within our store. So we're seeing really good momentum and support from community partners as far as helping to promote these messages about native plants.
And now, you know, for our new listeners and new gardeners, why is it somebody would want to move towards native, no matter where they're at? Why? Well, give us a few reasons.
I thought you were going to say, sure. Why would anyone want to move to Missouri? I don't mean that bad at all. Yeah. I just thought that's what he was going to say, because there's some great places in Missouri.
Let me brag a little bit about Missouri and why we have one of the best, if not the best, native plant program in the country is because of the amazing diversity within this region. We're here at the confluence of the Missouri and the Great Mississippi River. So we've got an amazing number of different types of ecosystems and really great plants that all serve very good functions for us. These are plants, we call them plants with purpose. And so every plant is here for a reason. And so we're looking at ways that we can harness the powers of these plants, whether it's helping to control stormwater through stormwater mitigation type projects, whether it's finding plants that can survive low water usage, that have resilience during drought periods, whether it's finding plants that can sequester carbon. There's an amazing number of different things that these plants can do. And as we continue to study them and see how they can increase the quality of life for humans and increase the well-being for humans, there's just some amazing discoveries taking place on how these plants can really work hard for us.
So there is a reason to move to Missouri. See, Tiger?
Am I mistaken, or is Missouri the show-me state?
Yes.
It is, yeah.
It also has the world-famous Missouri Botanical Gardens.
That's right. Yes. A lot going on in Missouri.
Yes, so, and along with the Missouri Botanical Garden, there's a Shaw Nature Reserve here just outside of St. Louis that is doing really great boots-on-the-ground research on how these plants can really, should absolutely be in more of our landscapes.
So one of the reasons why we brought you on the show this morning, and we'll probably be going to a commercial break here in just a little bit, but I wanted to touch on it, was the concept that's going around now where we have these native plants that we've loved and enjoyed for all these years, but now people are kind of creating versions of them. And, you know, it's this idea, well, are they really that native still if they're kind of making these varieties? And so where do you kind of stand on that topic right now, and what's your guys' push being part of these native organizations?
Yeah, this is a super-duper hot topic right now within our industry. There's a lot of plant breeders in the world that's how they make their money, is by introducing new cultivars to the marketplace. And that's where the excitement in gardening is what are the new varieties? So, of course, there is definitely sensitivity with this topic amongst the purest native folks within our industry and throughout the country. And it's really important that we do keep listening to what they're telling us about, you know, the importance of being as pure to the plants as possible. However, there's also a huge power in maybe breeding plants to maybe even have more usefulness to us. So maybe we could find ways to increase nectar sources for pollinators by trying to and breed the plants to be able to bloom longer, or maybe increase the pollen count within some of these plants to help aid our pollinators, or maybe increase berries for birds later on. So there's definitely good reason to examine these things. And it's definitely going to be the industry is going to be drawn that way based on the fact that if we can make these plants even more resilient,
Hey, Jennifer, we hate to cut in. We got to take a break. Jennifer, I'm going to come right back as we approach 30 minutes after the hour here at Garden America on this Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. Right back with Jennifer. Stay with us, and thank you for tuning in.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we thank you for waiting during the break. Back with us here on Garden America Saturday morning. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. At 35 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825. I know we've had some audio problems, which we are working on right now. So do bear with us as we continue with our conversation with Jennifer. Tiger?
Yeah, as we were going to break, one of the things we were commenting on was Jennifer was saying breeders that are taking these native plants and enhancing them in some way, whether it's like whether she was saying more flowers, better fruit production, you know, maybe growth tolerance or something like that, and kind of the direction where native societies are going, where they're embracing these changes that are actually enhancing the landscape to some degree, or the truest that want to stick to
leave it alone,
keep it the same, because that's why it's native, is because it's developed here by itself. Jennifer, are you still with us there?
Yes.
Okay. Good. That is
perfect.
Good news.
Yeah. Okay. So go ahead and continue. You know, on your guys's thought process as far as these societies, where people should be going, or what people need to watch out for, or what they can do.
Sure. I think probably our approach to this is generally this: if a native plant, a straight species native plant, will work for a particular application, then that would be the preference, is to let Mother Nature let things evolve. And as things change and climate changes and as different environments change, Mother Nature is very intentional in what she does. So let's stick with that if possible. However, there's going to be times where a straight species native plant, might be too large for a location, say someone's small home garden. And so people could then look at other, what we call cultivars of native plants that would fit the description a little better for what people are needing in smaller space gardens. So if we start, you know, look at native species, straight species. If there's something that doesn't work, then look at the native bars. And then as we see what needs there are for gardeners or for, you know, large landscape applications as well, maybe consumers then can start driving breeders towards making better choices on what to breed and how to, you know, create plants that are going to be better for our ecosystems, as opposed to just coming up with a new color of petunia. So we want to get excited about the purpose of the plants, as opposed to just the plants being thought of as something that's aesthetic. And moving forward, our industry, the horticulture industry, is going to move more towards a permaculture type model, where horticulture, by definition, is basically, you know, the study of ornamental plants. We want to get away from just looking at plants as being ornamental and beautiful. We want to look at them from a very functional standpoint. And that seems like would be a healthy direction for all of it to go.
And, you know, I mean, when it comes to that concept, I think, and John, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but, you know, a lot of people are using the more compact plants, the smaller versions of a lot of these things, and it's because they want to fit them into their yard, and they want to fit them into what they have because they like the plant, they want to incorporate it, but the 12-foot-tall toyon, just because it has red berries, isn't going to work in everyone's backyard. So I've seen this movement to kind of bring plants smaller, workable spaces.
Well, yeah, as we move into urban and suburban areas, we don't have as much land to work with as generations past used to have. So smaller sizes are important. But, you know, I was thinking that for the purists out there who do want the original species, I don't really see that much of a conflict with those who like the new varieties of the nativars, because they're mostly propagated vegetatively.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to be propagated vegetatively, they're not going to be breeding and affecting the native populations.
Yeah, that's true. That's something to consider. Yeah.
And you still have those native plants anyway, but you're not getting rid of them.
Mm-mm. No, and definitely won't be getting rid of them.
That is where the purists, though, will argue, though, that, you know, by vegetatively propagating, that's going to decrease the plant's natural, evolution. You know, if we're cloning them as opposed to other methods, we're not going to see the diversity of the plants evolve naturally. And so that's where I guess, you know, the purists would say the danger lies if we're all growing the exact same plant, because in a purist standpoint, it's ecotypes is everything. So every region's plant is going to have, they might be the same species of plant, but it's going to vary by the location where it has, you know, where it's been growing forever. And so those local ecotypes do come into play quite often in landscape architects quite often will specify this plant material needs to come from this county or this region or it'll be rejected. So it's basically trying to prevent, say, all of our native grasses to be grown and propagated in Florida, where conditions are really great to grow and propagate grasses. But we want to see diversity. And that's what's really great, though, is the fact that every region should have its own like treasure trove of natives. We can't depend on, you know, huge corporations to produce, you know, a whole bunch of plants for everybody across the country. We want to have that diversity. So that's where this topic gets pretty interesting in how we can maintain the integrity of local ecotypes.
Hey, so Jennifer, one of the things I wanted to ask you was, when it comes to the natives out there in Missouri, what are some of your favorites now? Now that you've kind of touched on the topic of natives versus native R's and where they're going, what are some plants that you look forward to people incorporating? And then, you know, what are their benefits?
Yeah, so I would say by far our number one selling native plant is milkweed, the entire genus of Asclepias. And that is due 100% to the interest in the monarch migration, the migration of the monarch butterfly. And so that really has helped spur a lot of interest in natives in general, is because of milkweed. I would say I would credit that plant for increasing our native plant sales is up to about 30% for the past 5 years, what we're seeing our increase in native plant sales. And we're going to attribute the majority of that to milkweed. There's also some really great programs, Grow Native here in our region. We have a program called Pollinator Buffet, and it's a selection of native plants that have been chosen specifically for having long-lasting blooms throughout the season. So things that are going to be good for early season foragers, like Senecio obovata. It's our golden groundsel plant. So it's really early blooming for those early pollinators. And then that program takes you through into the summertime with different like slender mountain mints and things like that. And then ends the season with our great late blooming things like some of the smaller goldenrods and asters. So really looking at the timing of when things bloom so that we have a wide range of time for pollinators for foraging. So those are definitely been some of our most popular plants. Is definitely things that are beneficial to pollinators.
Awesome. Hey, well, I just want to thank you very much for joining us this morning. Such good info, something to think about, and thanks for those wonderful tips as far as varieties of plants. If people want to get more information, greenscapegardens.com, is that for more information to be able to again contact you guys?
Yeah, you can, greenscapegardens.com, and also grownative.org is a great website to check out that has a really great database of native plants.
All right, well, you have a good rest of the weekend, and have a Merry Christmas coming up, and enjoy your Saturday.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. You know, a lot of great information. She was good. You know, I want to make sure people understand that we're not getting rid of native plants. We're developing another subspecies right alongside it, so those native plants will always be there, correct?
Yeah.
They're not going away.
Right. Exactly. You know, if it comes down to it, plants I see this in the most in California is Ceanothus, California lilac.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it probably had a handful of true native varieties, but nowadays you see hundreds of varieties, and they all consider them to be native Ceanothus, but they're definitely been bred around. And
okay, we've got a couple of questions we want to get to on Facebook Live once we come back from the break. I think a couple of Christmas tree questions, Tiger, we can address.
All right.
Anybody else on Facebook Live want to give a question or comment right there on Facebook Live, or john@gardenamerica.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is hour number one, by the way. I'm Brian Main. John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. Got to step aside. We are coming back.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at davewilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
You know, sometimes it is better to have headphones on when someone's talking.
Yeah.
And you don't have to hear them. What? What did you say? Hey, we are back. Thank you so much for being right there watching us on Facebook Live. And on BizTalk Radio, Garden America, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Bagnasco at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. And we have Facebook questions, I should say.
Yeah.
First of all, John did say to tell Dana to put the wreath in the bathtub.
Yeah, she was wondering how to revive
give it
her,
a good soaking.
Her
right.
Christmas wreath.
Right.
Yeah, that John brought us. He was so generous. Look, that is your
that.
Wreath, John, so thank you. So, Dana, take the wreath, put it in the bathtub, and give it a good soaking. And,
yeah.
And
it
should
let it sit in the bathtub for a couple hours. That'll help rejuvenate it.
Yeah.
A couple of hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want a deep soak.
Or if you wants to take a long shower, she could put it around her head and take
a
shower
hours.
With it. But that'd be a long shower.
Nothing like a good soak, huh, John?
That's right.
Got to get a good soak going. Hey, Rick had a Christmas tree question, Tiger.
Yeah, he was wondering how long it takes to grow the average tree. And I'll go ahead and say, I'll just make this out there for everyone, is that the average tree is 7 feet tall, and it takes 7 to 8 years to grow that tree.
So they grow about a foot a year?
About a foot, but then it changes, because after that, 8, 9, 10 trees, mm-hmm. now it's 2 years for a foot. Oh. So at that point in time, a 10-foot tree could have taken somewhere in 12 to 13 years to grow. That's why
Depends on the type of tree.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but that's why they become exponentially more expensive, is because the first years are always fast, and then after that, it starts to slow down, and it's harder to get those trees later on.
Because a lot of things people don't take into account when they're buying a Christmas tree.
No.
Why is that so expensive? How come that one's cheaper? What about this one here?
Yeah.
And just because it's taller does not necessarily make it more expensive?
Mm-mm.
Well, yes, it does.
It does, does it? It does play
you
into
mean,
it?
Right.
Well, depending upon the variety,
on the variety.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know, but for instance, a tall... An 8-9 foot Douglas will run you $80, where an 8-9 noble will run you $160 or something. You know, I mean, it's
John. Going back in time, what's the cheapest you remember Christmas trees being? $25 for the average.
When I worked at Frank's Nursery in Detroit, and we used to
sell Christmas trees
between 10,000 and 25,000 trees per store.
Wow,
it was. All Christmas trees, $3.99, your choice, from 3 foot to 8 foot.
It didn't matter how high, $3.99, your choice.
$3.99, 3 foot to 8 foot.
Wow.
That was also...
Well, that's back when cars were $2,000 new.
Yeah, and that's also...
Bread was a quarter.
Yeah,
what kind of trees were those?
Those were all Scotch pines.
All Scotch pines, right. which in that region probably were growing along the side of the freeway. And the Christmas tree program was probably part of like a brush clearing system that they had. Yeah. They just gathered those trees as they cleared out decrepit areas.
They all had tree farms.
Hey, John, we've got a much better view of you on Facebook Live right now. We've got to remember that how we've got that microphone set up now because you've just made this show a lot better.
Hey, yeah. I was looking that there was some information that Rick put online for us about Pseudotsuga menziei, which is the scientific name for the Douglas fir. And
I just learned that from you, by the way.
Yeah, and Pseudotsuga, I was telling Tiger, means false suga, and suga, of course, is the Canadian hemlock, so kind of like a false hemlock. And then menziei is, I think it's probably named after Archibald Menzies, who was a Scottish doctor, surgeon, and botanist. So since David Douglas, who discovered the tree, was Scottish, plant explorer, probably named it after him.
You read a lot, don't you?
Well, I have probably 4 or 5 books on plant hunters at home, and we took a tour one time to England in Scotland. Some of the people that are on Facebook today went with us, and we visited the plant hunter's garden in Pitlochry, Scotland. So you got a lot of this information back there.
Doesn't this sound like an A&E show? The Plant Hunter?
The Plant Hunter.
They've got everything else on there. You know, American Pickers and everything else.
Right.
I think The Plant Hunter would be a great show. Hey, you know, I'm not sure what we're going to do, but second hour.
It's open phones and open questions. That's what it is.
Okay. Last week we gave out some of these games, Who Knows the Rose, that were donated to us from Heirloom Roses.
Yes.
And I did send those out this week, so hopefully the people that won last week already have them.
And they're perfect just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. And so we have 2 more that we'll give away.
Okay.
And what we'll do is I'll send those out on Monday to the winners, so you will get these in time for Christmas.
Okay.
But rather than rely on us, you can also go to heirloomroses.com and order your own.
Sure.
If you want.
And how are we going to give those away next hour?
We're going to have to, we'll discuss it during the break.
At the break, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Make someone say pseudosugos menziei.
Pseudosugos.
5 times fast.
I like the comment that says, Isaac says, good morning, Daddy.
Yeah, that's my son.
He's 2. I didn't know he could write yet.
Yeah,
Is he two or three?
You know, that new technology, he's 2.
I think his grandma typed that in for him.
I think it's just good homeschooling. You're doing a good job, Tiger.
He's watching on his iPad.
Do you have any email questions, John, by the way? John at GardenAmerica.com?
No, I did get a thank you from Dana, though, said she's on her way into the shower with the wreath.
Well, that's great. So, yeah, a couple of hours, or as John says, take a shower, put it around your neck, but make sure it's a long shower.
I also wanted to mention, since we were talking about the trip that we just, or that we took a few years ago to Scotland and England, we do have a few spaces left on our trip that we're going to take next July to England, and we're going to the Hampton Court Flower Show.
Amongst other things.
And the Cotswolds out in rural England, which should be really fun. And there's still time to join us. And what a great gift that would be, huh?
Absolutely. Hey, all this is available on our website, GardenAmerica.com. That's right. Where you want to hang out during the show as you're watching or during the week. And we've also got a lot of things on sale, too.
You know, Monday is also the last day to order the Garden Gator's tote that you can use for collecting weeds, cleaning up around the yard. And I think we have 33% off on that.
Mm-hmm.
Not positive.
I think it's 33. You mentioned that last week.
Yeah. So, but Monday's the last day to order that. Then it goes back to regular price.
Okay.
And I think that if you order by Monday, I'm pretty sure you'll still get that in time.
Wow. Excellent. Okay, the music means it is break time. We've got news coming up top of the hour on many of these fine BizTalk radio stations. We are back, of course, on Facebook Live. Stay with us, a chance to win those Rose games. We've got how many, John? 2 or 3?
2.
We've got 2 of those, so stay with us for that. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com, questions, comments, or Facebook Live, questions, comments. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. We are back at 6 minutes after. Thank you for your patience. Do stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.